Chapter 58. The Eye of the Dragon. There were two other women at that poker game. Marjorie Kitchener was a sturdy, striking 25-year-old who had been widowed 6 years ago when her husband committed suicide on their honeymoon. Despite, or as Harriet whispered later, because of this, she was a jolly, outgoing woman with an athletic physique. And there was another girl I had not met before, called Sally, fresh-faced and petite, and looking even younger than Dulcie. "How old are you, Sally?" I asked, and she blushed. "I am 22." And before I could make a judgment, Dulcie said, "Do not be taken in by Sally's diffident manner. I met her at fencing classes. She can out-parry any man and is as brave as a lion." "And I can box," Sally assured me shyly. I laughed. "Where did you learn that?" "Three older brothers," she told me, "and a father who taught it at Harrow." She was so pink-faced and mouse-like that I found it difficult to believe Sally was not joking.
"She can, too," Marjorie vouched. "Tell them about that Covent Garden porter, Sally."
"Oh, dear me," Sally began timidly. "He insulted Marjorie, and the beast would not apologize, so I had to teach him a lesson."
"Hulking great brute, and she knocked him out cold," Marjorie laughed.
"Well, you would seem to be a very useful person to have in a fight," I conceded, "though I hope it does not come to fisticuffs."
"Oh, so do I," Sally assured me nervously. "If you do not think it showing off, I have one other skill."
She unclipped her handbag.
"Which picture did you say you did not like, Harry?"
I had never heard my friend called that before.
"The one of Baroness Warford."
Harriet pointed to a portrait of a former lady president.
"She was the dragon St. George was lucky not to meet, terrified all the members into voting for her." "And she tried to ban smoking," Marjorie recalled. "Luckily for us, she died. Unluckily, her husband bequeathed that to the club, so we put it in here out of the way."
Sally's hand went up and back and flicked forward.
"Right eye," she said quietly, as something flashed from her.
There was a thud, and Baroness Warford was impaled through the pupil by a dagger, the horn handle flittering with the quivering blade.
"Bloody hell," I said. "Welcome aboard, Sally."
We sat at the table poring over maps, drinking and planning. But the more concrete our plans became, the more I knew I could never enact them.
"Goodness!" Harriet jumped as the clock struck the hour. "I am supposed to be helping serve tea for the staff against the old boys' football match, and Mr. F. thinks I have only popped out to get potted beef."
"Perhaps we should all call it a day," I said.
"We must meet again to fix a date,"
Dulcie said, so firmly that I decided to argue about it another time. With any luck, they would all cool on the idea after they had slept on it.
"Football," I pondered. "Harriet, you are a genius."